Opelka. U.S. President Donald Trump is celebrating the successful U.S. commando raid in Syria that killed Islamic State leader Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi. VOA's Steve Herman has more.
Speaking at a convention of police chiefs in Chicago, Trump touted that his administration had accomplished what a previous president should have done years ago, ensuring the demise of the Islamic State leader.
He's dead. He's dead as a doornail. And he didn't die bravely either, I will tell you that.
The president says he hopes to release some video from the operation. Defense officials say the video and images from the raid are undergoing review, so excerpts can be declassified and made public. Steve Herman, VOA News, at the White House.
On Monday, the president called al-Baghdadi a sick and depraved man. A White House official is expected to appear before House impeachment investigators today. AP correspondent Mike Gracia reports.
House investigators expect to hear from a current White House official today in the impeachment inquiry. U.S. Army Lieutenant Colonel Alexander Vindman is director for European affairs at the National Security Council. In prepared remarks, Vindman will say he listened to President Donald Trump's July call with Ukraine's new president that sparked the impeachment probe. Vindman will say he did not think it was proper. Vindman will also say he was already concerned by earlier remarks from U.S. Ambassador to the European Union Gordon Sondland, who wanted to have Ukraine investigate the 2016 election. Vindman reported his concerns to the NSC's lead counsel. Mike Gracia, Washington.
Iraqi security forces killed at least 14 people overnight in an attack on protesters in the city of Karbala. Security officials said hundreds more were wounded. At least three people were killed and more than 100 hurt yesterday in clashes between protesters and police. This is VOA News. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has accused Iran of seeking means to launch missiles at Israel from Yemen, where Tehran supports Houthi rebels. The prime minister made the remark during a visit by a U.S. delegation, including presidential adviser Jared Kushner and U.S. Secretary of Treasury Steve Mnuchin. Zlatica Hoke reports that Mr. Netanyahu is calling for tougher sanctions against Iran.
Netanyahu spoke of Iran's threat to Israel at an event in Jerusalem on Monday, coinciding with the visit of high U.S. officials.
Iran wants to develop precision-guided missiles that can hit any target in Israel within 5 to 10 meters. Iran wants to use Iran, Iraq, Syria, Lebanon, and Yemen as bases to attack Israel with statistical missiles and precision-guided missiles.
But at a meeting Sunday between Israel's longtime leader and his chief political rival, Benny Gantz, unity remained elusive. Israel's President Reuven Rivlin has tasked Gantz with trying to form a government after Netanyahu failed to do so after two inconclusive elections this year. Zlatica Hoke, VOA News, Washington.
The U.S. delegation did not meet with Palestinian leaders during this visit to the region. Hong Kong pro-democracy activist Joshua Wong says a decision by Hong Kong authorities to bar him from running in upcoming local elections proves how Beijing manipulates the election with political censorship and screening.
Now, I become the only candidate banned from running in November's district council election. The decision to ban me from running office is clearly politically driven.
A government spokesman issued a written statement saying Wong's candidacy was invalidated because he has advocated for self-determination for Hong Kong. California's governor has declared a state of emergency because of the wildfires. Rita Foley has this.
California is a tinderbox, says Cal Fire. Most counties are under red flag warnings for high fire danger. And wind gusts higher than 102 miles per hour are fanning the flames. They've been fighting wildfires north of San Francisco and in Los Angeles neighborhoods. Thousands have been told to run for their lives. L.A. Mayor Eric Garcetti has a message for them.
Do not wait. Do not think that you can fight this. Do not get your own hoses out. Do not fight this fire. Leave it to the professionals.
I'm Rita Foley.
Prime Minister Imran Khan's office said in a statement that Pakistan has reassured the United States of its steadfast support to the peace and reconciliation process in war-shattered Afghanistan, stressing the importance for all parties. I'm Joe Palca, VOA News.
VOA 1.